Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Allie from San Francisco, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Now, whether you're planning on attending the Electric Zoo Festival or not, there is plenty to talk about when it comes to the artists and the music that'll be featured. EDM, electronic dance music, has become a hugely popular and commercially successful genre in the past few years, and both big-name and up-and-coming EDM artists from around the world will be featured at this year's festival. So joining me here in the Soundcheck studio with a bit of a preview is Michelle Luke, editor at Thump, which is Vice's dance music channel. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, John.
So EDM has become both massive and massively profitable, but its roots are across the pond, aren't they, in the clubs of Europe?
Right. Well, when we talk about EDM, right, there's two ways to sort of define it. You can define it generally to mean sort of a catch-all phrase for all types of dance music, ranging from the underground to the more mainstream. But I would say specifically when people talk about EDM, they're talking about a certain sound that sort of came into prominence around 2008, 2009, which we also call big room house or main stage EDM. So that's the kind of music that you would hear in big festivals and big arenas. I like to say, you know, if we were talking about it in terms of a movie, EDM would be the big blockbuster Hollywood film directed by
right.
Ridley Scott.
And it has the sound with the big thumping bass, and, you know, then the bass drops out and then it comes back in. That moment of the bass drop has become such a kind of a meme, a trope, that it's even been parodied on Saturday Night Live.
Exactly, I know. And it's almost formulaic, you know? It's you have the big drops, you have the big anthemic vocals, you have female voices talking about loving you into the night. And it's pure pop, and people love it. It's fun to dance to. It's fun to listen to. I think if you're saying, oh, well, it's lacking complexity, it's whatever, you're sort of missing the point, right? Because this is pop music, and it's meant to be fun, and it's meant to be heard in these huge spaces.
All right. Now, two things. First of all, listeners, if you want to see that SNL parody of EDM, it is on our website at soundcheck.org. And two, Michelle, you just said it's fun to dance to, it's fun to listen to. Is it fun to watch? Because the image that most people have is thousands of kids with their, you know, glow sticks or whatever, and they're just watching some guy behind a turntable or, you know, a desk with gear.
Right. No, I think that the performative aspect is a huge part of EDM. So you have the fireworks, you have the pyrotechnics, you have the LED lights. And then in the crowd, you have the kids with their costumes and with their candy bracelets. And it's a very visual experience, and it's very much about the spectacle. And that's what I think the festivals are for. And, you know, DJs can spend tens of thousands of dollars into creating the perfect audiovisual experience.
And what are the DJs doing on stage? I mean, are we hearing live mixing as it happens? Because you mentioned the female vocals. They're generally, usually you don't have the live vocalist there. Everything's tracks.
Right. Well, this has been a bit of an issue in the EDM community. There has been some criticism of certain DJs who other DJs accuse of being too much about the spectacle and just going up there and just pressing play. Whether or not these DJs that are accused of just pressing play are actually doing that is up for debate, because, of course, if you ask them, they say, no, of course, I'm also doing live mixing. You know, for example, DJs like Avicii or Steve Aoki, who's known for, you know, getting up on stage and throwing cakes at people, and people accuse him of, you know, of not doing anything, because how can you be mixing if you're standing up there on the stage and throwing cakes at people, right? But, you you know, that said, there are still lots of extremely talented DJs who are up there on the main stage, like Armin van Buuren or Cascade, who are going to be, you know, at the festival. They are people who have perfected the art of DJing and responding to a crowd.
Well, now, Armin van Buuren is from Holland, and he's playing on Saturday, August 30th, at Main Stage West as part of the Electric Zoo Festival here in New York. What flavor of EDM is Armin van Buuren associated with?
Well, he is known as being primarily a trance DJ. He has a very, very famous radio show that he's had for, you know, since 2001 called A State of Trance.
And in this case, what does trance mean?
So trance is probably the most euphoric and uplifting form of EDM. It's characterized by a lot of like vocal build-ups and very euphoric and melodic, almost classical melodies. Everyone knows the song Sandstorm, right? Mm-hmm. That is like a classic trance song. You know, Armin van Buuren has been one of the originators of it, and he's also been responsible for spreading it all over the world.
So this song called Beautiful Life is a good example of the art of Armin van Buuren, the Dutch DJ who is playing at this year's Electric Zoo Festival. So that's Armin van Buuren, the Dutch DJ, and his song Beautiful Life, featuring vocals by Cindy Alma. We're speaking with Michelle Luke. She is editor at Thump, Vice's dance music channel, and talking about the Electric Zoo Festival taking place on Randall's Island here in New York on Labor Day weekend. Now, you mentioned that Armin is known as a trance DJ, but there are many other kind of subsets of EDM. So how do you distinguish between house and trance and dubstep and all the rest?
That's a good question. And I think that a lot of sort of beginning listeners to EDM get kind of confused between all the genres. I would say don't worry too much about what niche of a dance sound is, because a lot of the times songs will also blend between the two. But, you know, I think that you can differentiate between them you can look at the beats per minute. You can also look at the rhythms. So you know, house music is classified by a very strict 4-to-the-floor rhythm, whereas dubstep is more syncopated, garage is more syncopated. But you can also talk about like the emotions that they bring out. Like trance music is very uplifting, it's very euphoric. Dubstep is a little bit more bass driven and rhythmic. So,
and then there's ambient, which is, as the name implies, sort of a chillier kind of sound.
Brian Eno.
Yeah. What about this American DJ named Cascade? I mean, he's pretty well known on this side of the Atlantic, has some Grammy nominations to his credit. What species of EDM are we talking about here?
He is a mix between trance and house and pop. And I would sort of describe him as America's sweetheart. He gets the title of being the only superstar Mormon DJ that I know of.
Mormon?
Yes.
Really?
Mormon.
I didn't know that.
He started DJing in his dorm room at Brigham Young.
Wow.
And he, you know, was part of the sort of underground party scene in Salt Lake City. So that's sort of interesting. And when you meet him, he's
underground
like,
party scene in Salt Lake City. Is there any other party scene there in Salt Lake City?
I have no idea, but I'd love to see it.
Oh, my goodness. So he's playing this Labor Day weekend at the Electric Zoo Festival. And you said pop is part of his thing. He's done this remix of a Lana Del Rey song.
Exactly.
Which we can hear a little bit of, called Young and Beautiful.
I've seen the world, done it all, had my cake now, I am.
American DJ Cascade with his remix of Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful. Cascade is playing on Sunday, August 31st at Main Stage West, part of the Electric Zoo Festival on Randall's Island here in New York. Michelle Luke with me on Soundcheck. She's editor at Thump, which is Vice's dance music channel, and giving us a bit of a preview. So how do these sets work? I mean, if you went to Cascade's set and he launches into this Young and Beautiful remix, will that song at some point end, or does the rhythm track kind of segue into something else, and is the point to just keep the music flowing for the length of the set?
Right. I think that the best DJs are the ones that are able to craft some kind of a narrative, some kind of a flow out of their sets, so it's not just playing random songs one after another as if it's, you know, on your iTunes or something, but picking out certain melodies or certain sounds or certain emotions that can transit between one song to another.
Now, it's funny you mentioned narrative, because you guys at Thump, you recently spoke to the British DJ Feed Me, who has taken to task a lot of his colleagues because their sets don't have that kind of narrative arc to them. It's just like, here's a groove, here's another song with the same groove, now watch, I'm going to up the BPM like by 10, you know? There's obviously a lot of soul searching going on in the EDM community.
Yes, there has been. I think that a lot of DJs are sort of feeling frustrated or bored with the formulaic aspects of commercial EDM, and they're searching for something a little bit different. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think that we're at a very interesting time right now.
Well, now, you've got, you know, some of the headliners at Electric Zoo, and we've mentioned Armin van Buuren and Cascade, but there are some up-and-coming artists, including a guy from France who is, he's a sort of a techno DJ named, is it Gesaffelstein?
You got it.
All right.
It's not an easy one to pronounce.
So what do you like about what he's doing?
I think that, okay, first of all, he's very sexy. Let's just say that.
Fair enough.
He's just the classic French DJ who's brooding. He's mysterious. He has an amazing stage presence. I saw him recently in New York. He's also got a very distinctive, dark sound, and he was a producer on Kanye West's Yeezus album. So, you know, all of those grinding sounds that people loved on that album.
The real industrial darkness.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that was coming partly from Gesaffelstein. So I think that he's bringing dance music to a very interesting place, a darker place, a more abrasive place that people who listen to Cascade or Armin van Buuren at first might be like, what is this? But, you know, you look at the audiences at Gesaffelstein's shows, and they are lapping it up. They absolutely love it.
Let's hear a little bit from the French DJ Gesaffelstein. Gesaffelstein is the name of this French techno artist, and DJ Viol is the name of the piece, and he is performing on Friday, August 29th, at the Beatport Riverside stage at the Electric Zoo Festival on Randall's Island. So, Michelle, before we go, another up-and-coming artist in the EDM field who already has his bona fides in the indie rock world is Jamie XX. So what do you expect from him? I mean, the XX, his band, is known for a very kind of sparse, minimalist, and yet still darkly emotional sound.
Right. I mean, you've described it perfectly. I think that also describes JBXX's sound. And he's sort of an example of a crossover act who comes from the sort of more indie world, but who does his own DJ sets on his own. He's done a lot of remixes of, you know, Florence and the Machine, and he recently did an excellent album where he remixed Gil Scott-Heron's music, where he took Gil Scott-Heron's vocals and put his own sparse and minimal beats behind them, and it was just a masterpiece.
And does he, I mean, he plays guitar. Does he play guitar as he's doing a set?
I've never seen it. I've never known him to do that. I think that he's more of a DJ when he does his DJ sets.
Yeah.
But never say never. You never know.
Well, he'll be performing again Friday, the 29th, at the Beatport Riverside stage at the Electric Zoo Festival. The festival takes place on Randall's Island Labor Day weekend, the 29th through the 31st. We've been getting a bit of a preview from Michelle Luke, editor at Thump, Vice's Dance Music Channel. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me, I don't care if you hurt. I don't tell you.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer. Tell